special guest on the line, which is Mary Merkinich from the Teachers Alliance. Welcome, yep. Mary.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. All right, so Mary, we want to, I guess, to start off why we have you on the program is, I guess, to the first question to ask is about, you know, about this new EBA that has been passed, that has been given to the AAU for teachers in Victoria, and, you know, why you think that the deal isn't good enough, basically, for teachers.
Okay, so... The AAU officials have been negotiating for around about 11 months, and then at even preceding the negotiations, actually, I should mention that the membership drew up a lot of claims, and the teachers and the education support staff were really enthusiastic about the process and making sure that their concerns were in this log of claims. And the concerns were working conditions. For a long time, people have been saying this has got to be the core issue. At the same time, the AAU officials commissioned the a survey to be done so that they could back up any arguments about working conditions, and they found that on average teachers work something like 53 hours a week and principals 60 hours a week. So that just totally verified what we all knew and we'd all been feeling, that we work far too hard. Anyhow, so then it gets to the negotiations. What I said was going for 11 months. I'm a branch, Victorian branch counsellor, and so at every branch council meeting, we'd get reports of little offerings from the government. Some of them were quite good. Some of them like provisions for how to deal with domestic violence, which were also obviously welcome and good, but it's part of the government's agenda, which they want to promote themselves with, so it wasn't as if it was something that they weren't happy to give away, and because it's going to make them look really good. But at every report, it would also be stressed, they're saying no to working conditions, this is going to be a hard fight. So just recently, we get a report that they're at the pointy end of negotiations, as Merit of Peace, our president, put it, but there was nothing on working conditions. So we were all quite surprised, because they had said from the start they were going to fight this. It was going to be a hard fight, but they were with the membership on this issue. And then we get this description of almost concluding negotiations, but there's nothing on working conditions. And then they outlined a couple of things that the government negotiations had said that they would do to address the issue of working conditions. And they were, firstly, 4 days per teacher release a year, and that we'd all be expected to work only the 38 hours. And so, you know, a few of us sort of looked at this and, well, after we all looked at it, we all decided that 4 days release was not going to solve the working conditions issue at all. And the idea that we should all work the 38 hours, which we'd all love to do, is just sort of, it's very fanciful. So that's sort of the core of the stuff. I mean, I can expand, but I'm just wondering if you wanted to ask questions before I go on.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, my mum's a high school art teacher up in New South Wales and a long-term Teachers Federation member up there. It's just growing up with a parent who's a high school teacher, you're very aware that there's a heck of a lot of marking homework, there's a heck of a lot of preparing lessons for the next day, for the next week. When exam time comes around, when school reports come around, there's a heck of a lot of that. What sort of strategy would the AAU or teachers' organisations have to achieve that 38-hour week, or how can you get better conditions?
Well, the officials basically had no strategy. They thought that simply sitting at a table with the government negotiators would give them some sort of deal, and then towards the end of the 11 months, the negotiations, when they obviously, the negotiators hadn't moved on this, they said that they would initiate the proceedings to be able to get permission to have protected industrial action. So they sought the branch council's permission to do so, which they got because everyone was saying, yes, this is a vital issue. And so they went, they started proceedings by going to the Fair Work Commission and asking for protected industrial action. And that was announced over the airwaves and in the newspapers, and so the membership heard of it, and the membership were all in favour of it as well and were expecting to take industrial action. And, of course, it would have been no surprise because in every previous EBA that we have, that is usually what happens before any kind of agreement is signed. However, just after the council meeting that they had started these proceedings, the next one was the one at which they then reported that they were at the pointy end of a deal and that the government had moved on working conditions by offering us these 4 days of release a year. Now, what that actually means is 4 days is something like 32 hours less a year. Except if you're going to be released from your teacher duties, you're going to also have to leave work for the classes that you're not teaching on those days. So you're actually not getting the total 32 hours because you have to leave this work in advance anyway. And every teacher knows that most of the time when you're not at school, and if you, even if you've left work for your classes, it just doesn't work out as well as if you were there in the classroom. And then sometimes when you come back, you have to pick up and you have to try and make up for what has happened when you were away. So there's all that aspect of it. The second aspect of that is that teachers have what we call light days and heavy days. So a light day is when you won't teach as many classes and you'll have a number of sessions where you can sit down and do some of your correction and some of your preparation. Although these days in schools it's very hard to be able to use those because there'll be all sorts of other administrative tasks, answering emails to parents, etc., that you have to do as well. But so what will happen more than likely is, because the principals will have the right to decide which days you are released from, is that the principal is going to not pick you the day where you have the most classes because that's going to cost more money. Pick the days that will cost the least amount of money and therefore you're going to lose a lot of time as well. Now, the opposite, which is what we actually wanted, is we wanted to have a reduction in the number of classes we teach per week. And so in our log of claims, we had 2 hours less per week than what both primary and secondary teachers teach at the moment, but also class sizes. And class sizes are extremely important, not just because they're going to alleviate our workload, but, you know, it's just logical. Everyone knows, except perhaps Christopher Pyne and the current federal education minister, that it's much better for education. It's one of the things that private schools use to advertise why parents should send their kids to private schools. So those two things combined would mean that we would have something like 82 hours less per year versus 32 hours. But secondly, for every class that you have less to teach, there's less preparation and correction. So there's it's like a
multiplier effect.
Yeah, or a multiplier effect. That's the word I'm looking for. Exactly. So, you know, it's very disappointing. And we said what you need to do is we need to obviously take industrial action. And this would have been a fantastic opportunity because the state government, as everyone knows, or at least everyone who reads papers and listens to the newspaper, is that the state government is in a weak position. They've got all sorts of, they're mired in all sorts of scandals. They've got industrial action going with the CPSU, I think, or at least some other unions. And they're heading into a state election next year. So they want industrial peace with their teachers. They don't want to take on the teachers as well. And so it would have been a great opportunity for us to take industrial action, not that we want to, but it's just an excellent tool to bring them back to the bargaining table and say, now get serious. This issue is important not just for teachers and education support staff in terms of their working conditions, their well-being, but also for quality state education, because the other obvious link is if you have stressed and overworked teachers, they're not going to deliver the kind of quality education that teachers want to deliver and that students deserve to have as well.
Yeah, I guess that the other thing about those 4 days release is you've just said that out of this survey, teachers are working an average of 53 hours a week, up to 60 hours a week for principals. Do the maths, like 4 days release, 32 hours, that makes up for like, what, 2 or 3 weeks worth of the presumably unpaid overtime that teachers are doing on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the stress the teachers experience is over time. You know, it's not just one day each term, and that's what it's going to be. It's one day each term that's written into the EBA. At the same time, in our EBA, they've now included that we have to have peer observation. It has to be completed online, which everyone knows is going to mean extra administrative work that is going to add to our workload.
What is the kind of campaigning that is happening from the members to demand that we get a better deal?
Well, some members I saw that one person had started a petition online. Most members, because we only just found out about this at the end of term, at the moment you probably know there's school holidays. So teachers and education support staff and principals, for that matter, were all a bit surprised because we'd been told that we were going to be engaging in industrial action and then all of a sudden we have a deal. So quite a few people are very surprised. And so really there's a lot of anger there and people saying this is a really bad deal. But apart from that, nothing really has happened in terms of campaigning. The next step will be that there will be ratification meetings around the state, and so it will be interesting to see what kind of discussion happens at those meetings, whether the anger will be visible at those meetings. I know that some sub-branches of the AU have passed motions saying they reject this deal, but don't know how widespread that is, and as I said, a lot of teachers, AU members, only found out about it at the end of the term, so there wasn't that much time to do that much.
Well, it's a bit of a sticky one. So it looks like it's going to be difficult for you to turn it around. Are they literally going to sign off on this deal though, without there being any kind of campaign? Look, that's really problematic.
Or what about is it even going to be a mass members meeting to endorse this EBA?
No, they've ruled that out. I suggested that during debate at one of the council meetings, and I was verbally hammered for even suggesting it because I was told the ratification meetings were a very democratic process, and that's the way that it would be decided. So there won't be any mass meetings. There won't be any kind of way that will take place. Instead, there'll be reports by the leadership. Those of us who voted no at the Victorian Branch Council will not be given a voice unless we demand it or somehow get some sort of intervention through asking questions at meetings. But the usual procedure is that they just give very, very long reports, so that most of the ratification meeting's time is taken up. There'll be a short time for questions, and then they'll expect people to vote, and that'll be the process. And because a lot of people think that it's a done deal, it's been announced.
Unfortunately, Mary, we're running very low on time. We really probably have to cut you off there. Thank you very much for being on our program, and we'll hopefully maybe talk to you a bit more soon if there's any more developments.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again.
Yep. Bye-bye.